This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are set to introduce the top economic officials they picked for their administration at an event later on today. The incoming president and vice president first made their picks public in a statement on Monday, including the choice of former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. The economic team will face the immediate challenge of handling the effects of the coronavirus pandemic on the world's largest economy. With more on the economy, Jackie Quinn from Associated Press.
Sparks released ahead of a Senate Banking Committee hearing. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the surge in new COVID cases in the U.S. and abroad is concerning and could prove challenging for the next few months. He says a full economic recovery is unlikely until people are confident it's safe to re-engage in a broad range of activities. Powell says that vaccine distribution will be challenging, making it difficult to assess the economic implications of that process. Both Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are testifying. Mnuchin's remarks indicate that the Trump administration is still willing to support a targeted fiscal package to provide further economic relief. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Waving her hands, chanting party slogans, and making victory signs yesterday in Pakistan's central city of Multan, the youngest daughter of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto reminded people of her firebrand mother. This was 27-year-old Asifa Bhutto Zardari's official launch into politics almost by chance. She was filling in for her brother, Birwal Zardari, who was quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19. This is VOA News. China's foreign ministry has accused the Australian government of diverting attention away from Australia's soldiers' killing of Afghan people, instead to show a strength and hardline attitude toward China. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Monday said he was seeking an apology from Beijing after a tweet by a Chinese official showed an image of an Australian soldier slitting a child's throat. According to the spokesperson of the Chinese Foreign Ministry, the real purpose is nothing more than diverting attention. Earlier on Tuesday, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said in New Zealand that they'd voiced its concerns directly with Chinese authorities.
Our concern over the use of that image, it was an unfactual post, and of course that would concern us. So that is something that we've raised directly in the manner that New Zealand does when we have such concerns.
The incident is further increasing tensions between the two nations in a relationship that was already under great strain. Iran says it will give a response with maximum pain to those responsible for the killing of a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist last month. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who headed a program that Israel and the West have alleged was a military operation looking at the feasibility of building a nuclear weapon, was killed on Friday in an ambush on the outskirts of Tehran. Iran has blamed the scientist's killing on Israel, which has long waged a covert war against Tehran and its proxies in the region. Israeli officials have declined to comment on the killing, and no one has claimed responsibility. Azerbaijan says its forces have entered the Lachin district, the last of three handed back by Armenia as part of a deal that ended 6 weeks of fighting over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. The deal was signed on November the 9th by Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Russia. The ministry also released a photo showing a tank flying the Azerbaijani flag and leading a column of trucks along a road at night. Azerbaijan lost control of Lachin during a war with Armenia in the early 1990s as they transitioned into independent countries amid the breakup of the Soviet Union. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam stressed she had no regrets in restoring Hong Kong from the chaos of the 2019 protest movement through the implementation of the territory's national law.
We were hit by riots and violence that has caused, that has endangered not only the safety of this city, but also national security.
Dear remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.